I said to the guy, one case of that Pinot over there, and I could whip up an 8-lane multi-gigabit SerDes connection that would fix you right up.
Oh, well, hello there. Welcome to Fish Fry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your hostess with the mostest, Amelia Dalton from EEJournal.com. And this week, I've landed in Napa Valley for the one and only, at least in this country, MEMS Executive Congress. I've been schmoozing with the biggest execs in the MEMS industry, baby. That's right. So without further ado, because my goodness, we've got some serious electromechanical ground to cover, my first guest is Brian Faith from QuickLogic. I know, I can hear you all out there loud and clear. Amelia, QuickLogic, aren't they a CSSP company, formerly an FPGA company? So, what gives? Well, yes, that is true. But did you know that they are also in the ultra-low power, context-aware sensor hub business? It's true. So let's get down to it. Welcome, Brian. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Sure. So tell me what's going on at QuickLogic these days. I hear you guys are getting into the MEMS space. Is that right?
That is right. We are getting into the ultra-low power sensor hub space, connecting to a lot of MEMS sensors in mobile devices.
Okay, cool. Tell me more about this hub.
Well, the neat thing is that we looked at the market and we realized that there was a niche out there for ultra-low power sensor hubs to enable context awareness in mobile devices, mm-hmm. and it was really underserved by the existing solutions in the marketplace. So we saw a great opportunity for our very low-power programmable logic. Mm-hmm. We saw an opportunity to come out with a different architecture that actually achieves the power levels required by the OEMs, and
right.
we've just brought it to market this week.
Great. So tell me about this SoC agnostic part of this. So tell me more about that part of the equation.
Well, we've been in the mobile space for several years now in many different types of products, from tablets to smartphones, and we've realized that it's pretty difficult to hitch your carriage to one horse. You
sure.
really want to go and design with interfaces in our devices that can be connected to any application processor or baseband out there, not just one guy. So
right.
we've purpose-built our next-generation logic to accomplish that, and that's part of the ultra-low power sensor hub.
Very cool. So let's talk more about that sensor awareness with extremely low power. Now that, Brian, is a game changer.
It is. If you look at smartphones today, they're basically becoming our digital life assistant, and we carry
yeah.
them with them wherever we go. And there's a lot of concern now about our health and fitness,
mm-hmm.
and we want to use our phones to become calorie counters. Today, they're just step counters.
Sure.
In order to take that next step, no pun intended, into calorie counters, you really need more context about where you are, where you're going, how fast you're walking, your stride length, the elevation you're exercising at, and that is context awareness. Now, today, you can't really achieve all that context understanding because the power consumption is too high.
Right.
But with this new architecture, with our ultra-low power sensor hub, you can actually get that power down to the level that's palatable by the mobile OEMs to enable it.
All right, Brian, what are we talking about here? What kind of numbers can you throw at me?
We're talking about computing multi-axis sensor data with context awareness at less than 1 milliwatt, which is far lower than any solution in the market today and meets the OEM requirement that we've heard of less than 1% of system battery life.
All right, Brian, tell me the what, the how, the when of your new products here.
Good questions, Amelia. So the product is called ArcticLink 3 S1.
Okay.
And the first solution that we've developed in conjunction with our partner sensor platforms on that is an always-on context-aware sensor hub. We will support context change detection, multiple access sensor support, and a very efficient interface backup to the application processor. The sensor platform's algorithms are actually running on our flexible fusion engine, which is the meat of the sensor hub.
Mm-hmm.
And we've optimized it for extremely low power consumption, as I said earlier, less than 1 milliwatt at computation.
And when are your products available? Are they now?
We're sampling now.
Fantastic. Well, I think that's all I have time for. Thank you so much for joining me today, Brian.
Thank you, Amelia.
Oh, you didn't think we were done with this week's MEMS-a-thon, did you? My next guest is none other than Alisa Fitzgerald from AM Fitzgerald. Alisa and I talking about pressure sensors, how we can reduce the total MEMS development process, which is always a good thing, and a program called Rocket MEMS. Ah, I see you're interested. Come on, let's get started.
My guests today are Alisa Fitzgerald, PhD, founder and managing member of AM Fitzgerald, as well as Peter Himes, VP of Marketing and Strategic Alliances at Silex Microsystems. Thank you so much for joining me today, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks, Amelia.
So first off, last year you announced Rocket MEMS, a new model for designer-foundry collaboration. Give me a refresher about Rocket MEMS and what's changed in the last year.
Sure. So what Rocket MEMS is a new way for OEM and system integrator companies to get the silicon, the MEMS silicon that they need for their particular application. And so what we've done is cut an enormous amount of the time and money out of developing new MEMS sensors by starting with a reference design, which AM Fitzgerald has developed for Silex smart blocks. And I'll let Peter explain more about what those are. But the idea here is because we've got a foundry-ready capability and a design that was optimized for that foundry capability, we're able to produce MEMS in a really short period of time and for very low cost. And this is extremely critical to OEMs in specialty markets, medical device markets, industrial applications.